Oh, man. Those of you that didn't see the Periscope intro to this episode missed some saucy adult talk.
Oh, it was so good. I took my shirt off.
Oh, God. I wish we could do this uncensored.
Check it soon.
Someday. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. I'm going to also say I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. My old cell phone number was 703-818-0927.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I guess
call
you
it
can,
anyways, guys.
I guess you can introduce yourself at this point.
Hi, I'm at Pete Maybe.
And
I'm Pete Maybe.
Your Christian name is Pete Maybe.
That's true.
As well.
It is today, it is this week, it is forever.
We do the show weekly. We have no butters, by the way. If you guys listen to the show at all, if there's any loyalty here.
I can't believe it's not butters.
We're missing... I liked it. We're missing Butters. It's going to be a couple weeks till she's back. She was on a flight to the Sudan to help out over there. There's some sort of humanitarian crisis. Yeah, she's like in that Peace Corps stuff.
No.
And she was on a flight to the Sudan, and she was dropping some heat.
Okay.
Right when the plane depressurized, yeah?
No. Okay, yeah. No, go ahead, John.
I'm confused
right now, but go ahead.
Her butt pipe got sucked out into the plane's toilet, so she's getting a colostomy bag by one of those, that surgery performed by a Sudanese doctor. The world's best.
Oh, only the best.
And she vowed to me...
Good luck. She's not
that when
back.
She's back in studio, we all get to sniff her colostomy bag.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. We get to just pass it around like a bag of... K2 or spice, whatever.
That's cool. At least she doesn't have to sit there for a while.
Whatever that synthetic marijuana is, we'll just pass it around, take a whiff, and whoever can breathe it in the longest and not die wins a t-shirt.
But now she doesn't have the excuse to sit on the John for a while and just flip through your toilet.
She gets to eat a big bowl of spaghettis and then 20 minutes later watch like a Play-Doh Fun Factory as it just shoots out of her rib cage into a bag of poop taped to her
side. Did you know that on average... like throughout the year, if you just go to the bathroom regularly throughout work, I think it's like 10 minutes.
Three or four times a day.
Whatever. Like yeah, me. Something like that.
Because I'm like
it equals up to a whole week of work after the year.
Oh,
it's
you mean
awesome.
You mean
you get paid to
if you're if you're like at a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss those days.
One of those,
when I was
yeah.
paid to drop a deuce.
It's pretty awesome.
It's dude. I would purposely.
I've been called
coffee.
Out on it a couple times, but.
Who I would drink coffee so that I was
and
urinating every 30
employees.
Minutes. Look at you.
I'm
look,
already there. I'm sorry.
Look at you, Pete Potty Mouth.
I know.
That doesn't get to...
Yeah, they're shifty.
Doesn't go out on the air. Why were you confused, though? You didn't hear about our infirm co-hostess, Butters, missing colon?
She didn't say anything in the group text. Did she just text you or something? Because she texted me. She told me that she was doing sponge baths for Lamar Odom.
Oh.
Yeah, she told me she was
like
going to
playing us.
Yeah, there was some sort of like charity event. She said... she won some sort of contest, I guess. They heard about like how she was concerned about it. They heard about it on the show and that she went over there. So
she showed me a picture of her holding up.
She was really excited.
An X-ray of her with no intestines in it. And she just captioned it. Womp, womp,
womp, womp.
So
I'm not sure what I believe anymore.
Believe in the love of
when
Jesus.
When is she supposed to?
Because that one will never steer
I'll try.
You wrong.
Yeah.
All right. So Butter, something shifty there.
Something.
Maybe don't worry, people. She didn't really lose her butt pipe.
It's margarine.
We made it. We made a funny for
she
the
still
air.
Has her butt pipe.
Where did she go? She's in Georgia or something?
Missouri. I pay attention.
It's all the same garbage.
You're not,
I call them the flyover states.
You just literally
states.
Riffed on it.
It's just out there. She's in a place where you can kill a person of color and
she's
pay a $50 fine.
South. Yeah, she's doing all right.
Is Missouri the South? I thought that was the West. I mean, they're
Southwest,
both, they're all
right?
racist.
I don't know.
They're all bad
my
places.
Geography.
Stop throwing
Sorry.
Around that really loud water
You know,
bottle.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Well, just, Let's you're like a serial masturbator. Yeah, now you said that and your hand is in your lap
I
and you're
to adjust,
twitching it.
Like often.
You look like a monkey about to fling some batter at my face. I do not like it. I'm going to call you multiple Migs.
Watch the Periscope. I'm going to pee in my mouth.
That would be viral. Before we get to the crux of the show, the meat of the show, we don't have any meat.
You don't eat meat.
This show's all bun.
It's all soy.
There's nothing inside. That's
and
good.
I don't eat bun.
You and your wheatless.
Yeah.
I don't like your wheatless riffing right now. Your gluten-free riffing. Do not care for it. Pete over here, producer Pete, because that's what you want to be. You
like
want to be
that.
Co-host and producer.
I think that that's good. Yeah.
So we're going to call you Producer Pete.
I'm going to make money off of John. That's
that seems to be your goal for real. I can't.
I know.
Any show, any revenue that has been generated so far, I haven't seen. I'm not going to lie on that one.
It's there.
They're going into these weird little Cayman accounts
that
there. You have.
It's still there.
Is it? Okay.
It's yeah, just I'm just letting there. It add up for a while. Collect interest.
Yeah, have fun with that. What is the interest on $8.40?
$8.40. That's it.
That's not a joke.
So far.
Producer Pete, in his infinite wisdom, wanted to do a contest for Halloween. And I reminded him that, you know, this could backfire horribly.
That
if people
hate contests.
Well, people hate contests because they listen to podcasts because they're losers.
Lazy.
That too. And they can't even be bothered to be by the radio at a set time. That's why you're into a podcast.
That's kind of true.
You want something you can take in the John with you, preferably not getting your bowels sucked out while you do it.
Yeah.
And just do it when you do it. So that's the pod audience. I got it all noodled out. And I also,
you're not wrong.
You know, if no one participated, we would kind of, I would feel like a real AH, as the kids say.
I'd feel like a sad sack.
Oh, that's so tender. That's so sweet. I just picture a little frowning hamster now. That's you. Little frowning Pete hamster.
Oh.
So we got how many entries in the contest? Don't lie.
I meant to bring this up to you.
Always be honest with your audience,
I meant to bring this up to you.
Always be honest.
I was going
to
say, John, if you could do me a favor.
And what was the prize, by the way?
Don't ask me how many people actually entered.
How many people entered our contest, Producer Pete, that you got the word out for?
Cat Adams won.
Cat Adams. What is Cat Adams' Twitter handle?
Cat Adams. No, actually, I think it's Cat.
Is there an underscore in there?
Cat with a K, sure. Underscore Adams.
Okay, if you all want an underscore.
An awesome baby and Captain Spaulding picture that was fantastic for Halloween.
So everyone stalked Cat Adams, but how many people, in addition to Cat Adams, entered the contest?
John, the point is, Cat Adams won.
I can't help but feel you're tiptoeing around something here.
That's why we're here.
Okay.
It's about the winners. We don't give participation awards.
All right.
It's about the winners.
No matter how few people entered this contest, somehow we picked Cat Adams as the winner.
You know,
it
was a fantastic costume. What can I say?
She did dress up as a baby. Is it baby?
Yeah,
from,
baby.
What are those House of a Thousand Corpses?
What's something moon?
Sherry Zombie Moon.
Sherry
Moon Zombie.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can say there you go, too.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. So she was baby, and then her husband was Captain Spaulding.
What made it terrifying and why you probably don't want to Twitter stalk Cat Adams too much. And again, it's Cat, K-A-T underscore Adams.
From a distance, gentlemen.
From a distance. No DM action. Her dude friend, as my my friend Amy used to say instead of boyfriend, although I guess they're married, he played Captain Spaulding. He dressed as Captain Spaulding, and that's
very impressive.
Scary clown. And Cat, I don't know if Cat Adams is like 4'6" because she's Latin. They get
something
tiny like
there.
That.
I don't know.
But the dude really looks like an offensive tackle. Like he is a big white guy. Bald head, facial. Why am I saying offensive tackle? He looks like an extra from Sons of Anarchy. He looks like he could have been in that Texas biker shootout.
Hey,
he is terrifying, and he has clown makeup on. Yeah. So stalk, but from afar. Stalk
I was laughing because you gave her like a race.
Kat Adams is racially
Latin.
Ambiguous. She's kind of tan. She's tan. I don't see her holding maracas or anything or wearing a sombrero. She doesn't have Coke smeared on her face, so I'm like only 80% sure
Kat,
she's Latina.
And you won, so you can. We'll send you the link, and you guys can pick anything you want from the Papa's Basement merch site.
Really? I thought we were going to limit it to a shirt.
Yeah, not everybody wants a shirt.
What else do we even sell?
Well, there's cheaper things if they pick a mug.
Whew, please get a keychain.
Please get a keychain.
Oh, there's a mug.
A keychain? I don't think they do keychains.
I'm just worried that they could like smear, because we don't have actual shirts. It's a site that just like puts our logo
junk. Yeah, we.
I don't want them to be able to buy a Papa's Basement lawnmower, and we're on the hook for like $250 plus shipping.
We will make a good cut of that, by the way. Oh, wait. No, if they buy that. Oh, sorry.
Because we're purchasing.
Yes, no. Keep it under.
If you're getting back 20% of the money that you flush down the toilet, That's not a win.
It's a win-win, right?
No. You're so bad with math.
I hope, as long as they like use it a lot, get a lot of exposure.
You need to marry an Asian woman.
I do.
So your kids.
I already told you earlier. I'm doing terrible with money right now.
Have a snowball.
Buy stuff from the merch site, please.
At the math half of the SAT. Okay, congrats one last time to Kat. It was a good costume. I'm not saying it was the only entry, but I'm not saying that.
You didn't
say it. In a way,
next time,
Kate,
guys, you'll get them.
Why don't we just tweet to people and tell them if they tweet us a picture, we'll buy them a shirt? How about we just cut out all the pussyfooting?
Yeah, well, I feel bad for the people who have bought shirts. I was like, if you guys only knew, you could have entered.
You could have just like put on a stupid wig, been like, I'm in the contest, and guess what? You would have had a coin
flip
chance.
Your odds are high.
Suddenly, yeah, it's a 50-50 proposition instead of Kat Adams.
But thank you for buying it.
Winning by default the two sweetest words in the English language.
Default.
To quote Homer Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
So that your ill-fated contest is not the only news in your life that's depressing you, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't stop flipping that goddamn water bottle, give it to me.
No, I get thirsty.
Just put it on a puddle and lick it up like a squirrel.
Fine. We'll put it in the middle.
All right. Just stop, you fidgety bastard.
No, it's not the saddest thing that's happened to
me
this
week. Why
aren't
you relaxed? Why aren't you happy? This is a happy place.
I'm so fidgety.
Studio.
That's my
thing. Are you always?
I love it. Yeah, totally.
Can I get you like a big like stunt Scarface Coke razor and just some flour and you can busy yourself with that the whole episode?
I'll cut it. Yeah.
Yeah,
cut
I want to see
sell
you
it,
just
flip it.
Ski in the pale rail. Just throwing it back and forth. Just do something with your hands. Get an abacus. Get some Chinese finger cuffs. Just do something other than massaging this thing. Like an old man's prostate.
Does
you're just
work?
Sitting there milking it. It's so weird. It's like
apologies.
It's like you're jerking off a racehorse for its precious seed.
Okay, third worst thing this week.
All right. All
thanks, John.
So, yeah, like what's going on? What has you fidgety? What happened this week?
I had my birthday. I had my 30th birthday.
You did, big boy?
Now I'm just breaking down.
Congrats.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm just, everything hurts.
I mean, is that because you have the Muhammad Ali disease?
Yeah.
Is that why your hands are
I think
all
so,
twitchy?
Yeah. I have been punched in the head numerous times.
You got the
punch. This nose has been broken a few times.
It was broken gorgeously.
Yeah. It looks great. It's got a little Owen Wilson.
It's got a little Owen Wilson character to it.
Yeah. That is a, this right here. If I move my, if I squeeze it real tight, that's a class ring. You can almost see the number.
Now
you can
I can
almost
actually
see the number.
I
saw it coming, and I was like, "Class of 2002."
Why did Kat Adams' husband beat you? What did you do to her via Twitter?
No, that was a some dumb high school cabin party, just brawl, just a bunch of cats.
Cabin party brawl. Sounds like a great B movie.
I was going to say that's my new rockabilly.
And you did say cats.
That's my new rockabilly band.
So tell the rest of your story, Sammy Davis Jr.
What?
It was you and a bunch of cats.
Yeah, it was me and a bunch
you.
Of cats.
There
we rented a cabin, and then just a large group did not want to pay a couple bucks to come in and drink our kegs. And then they just decided
they
wail on all of us. And it was fantastic.
Wow. So you have the nose of
welcome
Owen
to Woodbridge.
Wilson and the career of who's the third Wilson that never did anything?
Russell Wilson?
No. He's doing, well, he's not doing Ciara, but he's running for his life every week.
Rebel Wilson?
Behind that. No, there's a third Wilson brother. He was in Idiocracy. He played like Beef Supreme. He's like a really bearded, scary looking guy.
I don't know him though.
He was in that and he was in the roller derby movie with Drew Barrymore. Like he's like the one Wilson that just doesn't leave Texas. But if you film in Texas by law, he has
to
be in your
him.
Movie. Yeah.
Ron Howard's brother.
Oh, Clint.
Yeah, like if you're doing...
Please don't ever forget Clint's name.
I'm sorry.
You mean good
I forget Howard. A lot of names.
It's all right. So you are 30 now.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I'm slipping.
The people watching... You're falling, you can't get up. What, DMX? as the people watching at home on Periscope right now can see, you're a handsome lad.
I hope
putting
they think
that out. Putting that out. DB,
thank you guys.
Pete, Dreamboat Pete. Are we getting a lot of hearts right now for saying you're a handsome lad?
Sure.
We're getting none. I'm
no, I mean, it's a Friday night.
They're spiritual hearts on the
Periscope. And they're feeling all right.
Shut up. What is that, Little Red Corvette? It is.
Sure.
I guess that makes things right. I don't remember the lyrics to whatever the pre-chorus is, the Little Red Corvette. Don't ever do that on air again. That sounded what? Horrible. It sounded like
I know,
you
I can
snapped
crack my
your own spine.
Yeah, I cracked my sternum.
Don't do that.
Pop it.
So you're 30, and as pretty as you are, Cool Hand Luke over mm-hmm. there, I know what you're feeling. You're on the downside of your business. The bloom is off the flower now.
I think so. You've traded I've been feeling your, like that for like a year or so.
But
though.
You've traded in your looks for a while, right?
For like, drinks.
I'm just, you're, okay, you're going through right now
and services.
What like a good looking woman goes through as she ages, right? Like, don't you,
maybe.
Are you feeling the pressure of aging for real? Like in terms of you're losing your looks?
Who doesn't? And yes, I did say that to a coworker today.
That you're worried you're losing your looks with age?
In fewer words or more.
What? Don't be so cryptic. It,
I basically said that. I was like, I feel like I look really old today, man.
You're going to have to learn to be a lot funnier now that you're losing your looks.
What? That's true.
Sorry, just wanted to be mean. It's funny to me. I went through some existential stuff not so much when I hit 30.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was 31. So I don't want to scare the piss out of you.
I got a year, whatever.
But 30 rolled scared. Around and everyone's like, don't you feel old? And I really didn't. But 31 comes along, and 31 has no fanfare, and no one cares when you're 31, and that's
when
you get a real taste.
Well, guess what?
Of what's coming?
Nobody cared when I was 30.
What? You didn't have a huge. Can I tell you what my 30th birthday was? Since you asked nicely.
Sure. And then I'm gonna bring it down a notch.
My dear mother and brother got a bunch of my friends on the sly. Didn't even know they were in town. Some of these guys.
Oh, wow.
And bagged them all to go to Cheesecake Factory because, you know, nice, but not really nice. But
yeah,
like,
not too expensive.
Like, it's not.
You
it's
can
a
still
chain
get sloppy
restaurant,
drunk there.
But, like, no one's going to say no to the Cheesecake Factory. Like, I'm a food snob now, which just means I'm fat. I still would never turn my nose up at Cheesecake Factory. I still think they do a decent meal. I mean, what other place will bring you roughly three meals on one plate and then say bon appetit and you can just ram through it all and not feel bad?
Yeah. And then get a three-course dessert.
Yeah, exactly. And then get a banana split that is like a King Kong's dinner's worth of bananas covered in vanilla ice cream the size of Andre the Giant's head.
Ziggy piggy.
Yeah. And then they sing that to you as you eat. I had a gay old time. Everyone was there. Everyone was festive.
That sounds fun.
You know, it ended in typical Papa Giorgio fashion with my brother screaming at my mom because she tried to pay the whole bill and he wanted to pay it. So in front of all my friends, they got to see my brother scream at my elderly mother and make her cry. But until then...
They had it out like that, though?
We're savages. Like
over the...
Yeah, the Greeks, we're dirt people. We invented democracy so many years ago. we're like the Redskins now. There was a time we were great. Now we're just awful.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put you through the ringer in, year out. Yeah.
False hope.
Our name is a slur. not so much that, I guess. But until that point, it was a lovely evening. Really, it was great. Then everyone, like, it was awkward after that. After watching my bald, tall brother, who looks like the singer for Disturbed, scream at my mother loud enough for the whole restaurant to turn around because he wanted to be the hero of the day. You know, up until then, though, lovely.
Even with that, though, that sounds great.
It was still an 8 out of 10.
That sounds
even
fine.
With that.
That sounds like a proper
dinner
birthday.
And a show. That's how I build it.
There
that's,
it is. Dinner
that's
and
how
show.
I spun it in my head later.
Do you know what I did?
I want to hear what chain restaurant.
Did you go to work that day? Was it like a weekday or a weekend or something? Or was it on the birthday day?
I mean, I was. Yeah, I probably worked a little. I don't know. I mean, I've never been one of those guys that I was going to say something racial, but I was never one to just take off for my birthday.
Oh, okay.
I never got that. Like My mom does that sometimes. Why? So
I never
all
really
your work
did that
is
either,
waiting
but
for the next day?
Yeah.
I come home.
It is nice, though. I have done it before, and it's pretty
It almost
awesome.
Makes more sense to take off the next day. So if you're a drinker.
I should have.
And I know you are.
Yes.
Yeah, you can just get plastered, and then you don't have to nurse a hangover while everyone's like, "How's your birthday?"
That's like most work days for
You're
me.
Sweating out a keg of Heineken the whole time.
That is most work days.
That's true. That we need a.
There's no coworkers listening to this.
Something that rhymes with
if they want to
intervention
know
for you after this episode, but that's neither here nor there. So. I take it that you don't have a cheesecake factory near you, but I know your parents must have found a lot of your friends, along with your girlfriend. I'm sure she planned something nice. I kind of want to hear what they all came together to plan.
You'd like to think that there would be a lot involved for a 30th birthday.
Well, there's only one 30th in any little boy's life.
Maybe the 31st.
First. Well, I'm sorry.
Will
what was
be
that?
Great. Maybe
say
the
that
35th.
Again? What
would
was
be great.
Okay. Say
I'll
it one more time.
New
Just one more time.
31st. 35th.
There we go.
Maybe that'll be great. Because so, I worked a full day at work. We're doing a lot of overtime.
Well, that's not fun.
No. Work happens. Got to do it. So that's fine. I'll have fun when I get off after 12 hours.
12 hours.
So nothing's
work day.
Planned.
I'm sorry, but the Jews that built the pyramids had it easier than that. And even they only worked from sun up to sundown.
And nobody had anything planned. I didn't have a lot to do after I got off of work, so I'm driving home. And
so you came home, and...
I didn't get home yet. In fact, I said, I don't need to go straight
just
home.
Just how many texts were waiting for you? How many Facebook well wishes?
Enough.
Okay, there's that.
There's enough.
There's that. But was your
that
girl
doesn't really
running
count. I mean,
some...
nobody thinks that that counts anymore. I mean, right? I mean,
for
sure,
me,
you're like,
if it's like
I acknowledged
a girl I wanted to sleep with ever, it counts a lot because then I'm like, hey,
she's going to see this and really
think
about
I'm like, I'm on her mind.
And 300 other people.
Yeah. I'm, you know, she says, what's up? And I'll use that as a
good luck, John.
As an
good luck.
To be like,
that's how you.
Hey, girl. Yeah, it is my birthday. You do want to make it happy? Is that your sincere wish?
Oh, well, that would work. I thought that was you saying happy birthday to her. I was like,
No.
Yeah,
well, I think
luck.
It does work both ways. Like, especially if I do something funny for the happy birthday and not just a rote happy birthday. You can also get away with happy birthday and like a cat face emoji. That counts as a little
That's
something
a good
special.
One,
yeah.
With the hard eyes.
Uh-huh. So your girl had planned things perfectly because you were thrown completely off the trail that day because it seemed like nothing
John,
was going
to happen.
John, I
hate to break it to you.
Yeah?
No.
You mean she wasn't ignoring you all
she
day?
She wasn't home.
So this wasn't a bit of...
She was working. I told her she could work.
It wasn't a bit of misdirection on her part? Like, you weren't
Not as
driving...
I thought.
You weren't driving home to a big surprise party?
This is getting so sad.
It's your 30th birthday.
So
it only happens
I
once in a
girl's
life. I
drove to my favorite
life.
Pizza joint. I bought myself some wings.
Wait.
I went home with some alcohol. And that was my night. That was my 30th, John.
Your 30th birthday.
Thanks, John. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Little icing on the cake.
Uh-huh.
Fans.
Yeah.
John texted
me. You mean Kat Adams?
About 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yes, I did.
Oh, crap, man. It's your birthday?
I don't get on Facebook much anymore. That I did sound like a surfer, dude. Like, whoa, that's gnarly.
I didn't know. Why didn't you tell me, man?
What a bummer. I forgot, dude. Hang ten.
We had only talked about it. Weeks and weeks in advance.
Yeah, well, sorry. I have...
Now it's...
I have actual calendar events for every birthday I really have to remember.
Like next year.
I know my girl's like next week or something. It might be next
year. Or something.
Yeah, it's in that range.
Ugh.
Yeah, I felt bad. I didn't post anything on your wall. What made me feel bad is you were hitting me up earlier in the day. I had to see my chick
that night.
We
talked all day.
Well, that's true. We always talk every day. I wanted to make it special, though. And you were trying to see East Starland, the retro game store.
Yes.
The retro game mecca. And you were like, hey, buddy, you want to hang out today? Like, and I didn't know why you were angling for that. Like, I just thought you weirdly wanted to see me in the middle of the week. I'm like, ew.
I just wanted
to
get some free stuff.
We do the show this weekend. I don't need to see you twice. What's wrong with you?
We used to do that, John. What happened?
I don't know.
I think that's what happened.
You turned 30. I'm not into old box.
Oh, it's true. I feel like I'm just falling off now. I used to get DMs left and right.
I got some young kitty on the back burner now.
That's fine. Now I know I won't even be here next week.
No, you won't.
I know.
I'll rotate you for surfer voice John and his washboard abs and gorgeous blonde locks. So your birthday sounded horrible, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm getting old.
Did anyone get you any gifts at least?
Yeah, I got a few gifts.
Such as?
I got a Retron 1.
What's that? And
what
who bought
is
it
that?
For you?
It's a what do you say? It's a system that plays old school Nintendo games, NES games.
Okay. That sounds great.
It
that
is.
That sounds
it's
like
fantastic.
It was purchased for you by someone who really understands what you're into.
Mm-hmm. Possibly the co-host of the show. And it was John.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic. That was my favorite gift until Casey got me a gift.
What did she get you?
Sorry, John. Yeah, now you're runner-up. She got me tickets to...
I know you're just lying.
...do a discussion.
I know mine's the best.
To go to a discussion in New York with all the writers from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So that's going to be pretty awesome. I'm pretty excited about that, dude.
Can that play an old copy of DuckTales?
Woohoo. No, it can't. I'm sorry.
All right. Crown is still mine.
I know, right? Yeah.
So tell me about your little New York-y discussion. What's going to happen?
I mean, I'm excited because I'm going to meet all those, those big-time writers, and then I'm going to rub elbows, and then I'm going to start writing in there, and then I'm going to actually make a paycheck that I'm worth.
Shh. Two things. One, how many Papa's Basement bumper stickers will you hand out?
All of them.
And two, when will you get me a writing job through this?
I was hoping you would get me a writing job eventually.
You're the one.
But I'm
going to
go up there and
rub him. Hobnobbing.
I know.
Is hobnobbing the word? Is it hobgoblin? No, it's
hobnobbing. No, it's
hobnobbing. Okay.
No, I think if you're goblin, it gets a little weird. Something
if you did
a little
some knob goblin, that would definitely get you somewhere.
It could give me some
in
spots,
a lot of
but
rooms.
I don't know.
David Geffen would hire you like that. Just saying. I know he's gay. I remembered. Why, I do not know.
Yeah. I'll take you with me. Sure.
Like,
I'll get
do
you,
I have to buy a ticket,
spot?
Or are you going to carry me like in a wicker basket Yoda
do you
style?
Go? I mean, I'm going to get situated first, and, you know, I'll show you the ropes.
How about, hear me out.
Sure.
You get an iPad, borrow mine, you
okay.
FaceTime me in.
You tell the jokes in front of my face.
And then you hold me, like, on a stick
okay.
in front of them.
Yeah.
And they stop, like, the whole thing to be like, dude, what's going on? And it's just my face looking at them. And they're blown
like,
away.
They're like, get out of here.
They hire me on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
It can happen.
He looks like a writer.
Who is
There's
the villain?
Personal characteristics.
Oh,
I'm making a judgment here.
Are you?
I'm messing with you.
What did you say? That I look like a writer?
Yeah.
Is that code for I look Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're right. I do. You look like a handsome Jew. I look like a writer
Jew. I've never heard that.
You look like an
That's
Israeli
fantastic.
Model.
That's awesome.
I look like the person they based The Critic on. Sorry. I just wanted
That's
an excuse
awesome.
To
I
say Achi
critic.
Machi on the air. Yeah. It's only happened once, and it will only happen once. That's my promise to you.
It's fantastic.
Listener. So that's kind of cool, actually. You're going to see people listening at home don't know this because they hear us jawing, and they're like, oh, these guys would like to do radio someday.
Radio's fun. Radio's awesome.
Radio's dead. I was in and out of radio.
It's still fun.
That's the reason I'm doing the pod. Like, it's fun as hell to do this with you, but like, I did this pod starting over 7 years ago to get into radio, and I got in. And at one of my stations, the program director was open about the fact. This is like in 2011. He's like, yeah, we billed in 2010, 20 million. This year, we're down to 10 million.
Oh, that's a big cut.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's
being
a red flag.
A polar bear on an ice cap. And it's not
it's
even slowly melting.
Ocean.
You just see like half the shelf just collapse. And you're like, holy S, this is bad. I'm going to die soon. That's what it felt like. So I got back out, and now we're doing this. And someday, maybe we'll make money via the pot.
Well, we'd love to write as well.
Writing still pays somehow.
Yes, writing is still a very important job,
I'm
and
sure,
I think we're both good at it.
I'm sure, well,
Well, we never told the audience, but we had opportunities to, well, you know, we were at least asked or invited to submit our works.
Oh, you mean like how we were invited to write for SNL's Weekend Update,
yeah,
and then they roundly dismissed us once?
Yeah, they were like, you
material.
Don't live here, so we're not going to hire you because we only hire people that live here.
So what you're saying is that...
Not necessarily, but
we were like...
We did make the cut.
The NFLers that went to the Veterans Combine, where it's like, hey, you guys can try out, and if you impress, you might get back on with the squad. Might Uncle Rico live the dream. And everyone ran like a 4.840, and they were just like, you're so old and slow. You're over 30, aren't you? You know what we call a 4.840? A Pete Maybe of a time.
Aw.
Just an old dusty time.
Yeah, that's what they... No, but it's nice to have been invited. I mean, that's a close submission, so that was pretty awesome. So,
yeah, it was awesome getting rejected by someone who read our material.
Who cares? We got to do it.
It hurt. It hurt a lot.
It's going to happen more often.
Why would you say that?
It's because that's life. But I mean, I'm excited to meet these guys because, you know, who knows what could happen.
So they can reject you in person.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep going for it.
I'm telling you
right now,
make a little stick figure body. Tape my iPad head to it.
Buy your own ticket.
Put me in the aisle. And then work me like a marionette. And I guarantee you,
that man is hired.
Yeah, both of them. The puppet and the man.
Hey, I could do that.
And then I'll just start singing.
The puppeteer.
I think that would get you some attention. And if there's one thing I know about anyone on stage, they're dying deep down for someone in the audience to take all the attention and make it about them.
Oh, yeah.
Because the burden of being on stage is too much.
Well, especially some of those writers, too. They're like, I didn't become a writer so that I could sit in front of an audience.
They just want you to help out. Same with the comedian.
Yeah, they want you to ask so many questions.
If Patton Oswalt's on stage and you start cracking wise louder than him, of course he's going to hand you the mic and let you do a 5 or 10 minute set. It spices things up.
He's going to tear you a new one.
No, that's total glasses half empty thinking, man. If you make a big enough commotion in that crowd and you make it all about you,
mm-hmm,
we will walk out the next Pete Davidson's.
Let's do it.
You and stick figure me. Do you have the guts to
Pete
do that?
And stick figure John.
Sorry, I'm...
Do you have the guts to do it?
Yeah, to make it all about you.
Yeah, sure, I'll do it.
All right.
Hold me to it, John. I'll do it.
Okay, I'll get working on
I'm
that
promising.
Stick figure body immediately.
All right.
Did anyone, by the way, I'm just asking, because I know your vice... is retro games, like actual NES games and junk like that.
I have a lot of vices, John.
That's true.
Thank you for being specific.
But most of them, like anything, the stuff you can do outside of Thailand. Like, retro gaming is...
Off air, John.
Sorry. I don't know. You know, that's my actual birthday present. we're joining that German tour group.
We're taking the red eye.
Yeah. Just anything goes there. Sorry.
Retro games.
Yeah, did anyone buy you any retro games?
No. Why? No retro games.
Why not?
No, but you know, why not?
Yeah,
Because nobody knows me that well, John.
I know you that
Nobody's
well.
I was paying attention.
I could have purchased you some junk from eStarland.
That would have been fantastic. I should have used your account.
I really respect, by the way, that
you got
you
me
are,
a great gift.
I did, but I can get you more gifts.
And please do.
I said that, and now I'm just staring into his eyes and tweaking my nipples like they're two radio dials.
I'm tuned in.
Part of the reason that we hit it off and why I like you is that you enjoy retro games, retro platformers. You're not big on the current generation of games. And my most powerful system was an X360. I have a Wii U. Now,
yeah,
I'm Nintendo loyal. I tried to do the
X360
thing. I can't. Like, I don't know what the appeal is. Oh God, that was really taking a long time to come out.
Mike.
Oh, you little dainty thing. When you get to 34, you don't care. You know, no one wants to F you anymore.
Can't
you just
wait.
Burp right into the mic.
Oh, I can't wait.
I want to take a lapel mic into the John with me. show you how ugly 34 really gets. Sounds like a zombie's crawling out of your ass.
I think I brought one.
an ass zombie or a mic?
A lapel mic.
I cannot. I watch a lot of football.
Yeah.
It's like the only real TV I watch.
Uh-huh.
I almost dropped an F-bomb there. Every effing
I thought you were on the NFL show.
Is nothing, and I mean nothing, but a PS4 ad or an Xbox One ad for whatever the latest shooter is.
Yeah.
Every game on these platforms, and you can say what you want about me playing my Nintendo and being addicted to making Mario jump on Goombas. You know what?
But that's way more exciting. These games last, the excitement is maybe a week.
I just, they're so, when I play Mario, I'm taken back to a time when I didn't hate my life. Like, I remember.
So you're playing for the nostalgia effect.
I play it because they're well-designed games. I look at
this. Yeah, they definitely are.
And it's a piece of art.
They don't half-ass it.
Someone cared a lot. Like, if the Nintendo seal, if it was actually made by Nintendo, if it's a Yoshi game, a Zelda game,
mm-hmm.
a Mario game.
Preach.
You're not getting a piece of crap. You are getting a piece of art. If you're buying a Smash Brothers game, it's like buying a U.S. bond. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Go anywhere in value. Do you know what the original Smash Brothers cart is worth to this day? It's like $80.
It's good money. Yeah, and the game itself stands the test of time.
You can play the hell out of it.
I've played those at numerous parties recently.
I'm very into used games. You can buy an old Nintendo system at any age. The games are still worth a lot. I like buying lots of crap on Craigslist.
I've noticed.
If you buy a used...
He has ditched many a lunch dates.
Oh, yeah, just to...
He's like, dude, I gotta buy some video games.
Zip around and buy stuff.
Thanks.
Off of people that don't know the value again. Of what they're selling. Yeah, just eat your sadness wings. Salt them with your tears.
I do love wings.
On top of being great, like mm-hmm. me loving it, taking me back to a more innocent time when like my only happiness was eating mac and cheese and PB&J. And I wasn't obsessed over the fact that I haven't gotten head in a year. Like.
I shouldn't be laughing.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
If you ain't laughing, you're crying.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
My point is, Nintendo takes me back to a happier time. And when you're buying used Nintendo crap, this is just another in another check in the plus column. It's worth a ton. It doesn't. It's like Christie Brinkley, man. It's 65 years old.
It's your 401k.
It's still sexier than anything out there.
Oh, so good.
She's so tight.
So good.
You know,
she's tight.
I want to do her, and I want to do her daughter, Alexa, and I want Billy Joel.
Can you bring up a picture, please?
Playing Moving Out over and over. Let's be honest.
Is this same time stuff, or is this a one-off? Is it like one or the other?
No, I want him in the room. And then, like, I want the daughter to moan really hard, and he just gives me, like, a wink and an okay.
He is okay.
Like, one, yeah, exactly, like an Italian on the pizza box. Like, oh, you know, doing his little, it's a great, the pizza. That's also my Mario impression.
Elio's.
My point is, man, Nintendo wins in so many ways. If you buy a used Xbox 360, I remember mm-hmm. when Halo 4 came out. Halo 4 was worth $60 for, I'm not exaggerating, 6 weeks.
Which, by the way, is just too expensive.
Halo 4 was $40 inside of 2 months. Halo 4 was $20 inside of 3.5 months.
Wow.
Halo 4,
it's quite
I can
the decay rate.
Buy you right now for like $5. Exactly.
That's garbage. Yeah, you wouldn't get a $1.50 trade-in.
You would get nothing.
No.
Because every mouth breather out there, every video game, on the Xbox One or the PS4 is a really tall, muscular white guy
uh-huh.
in some sort of mechanized suit, realistically killing either his fellow man
yeah.
or an alien. They do nothing but first-person shooters, which, I'm sorry, if you're into that, play them on a goddamn PC.
Absolutely.
I
PC
want
all the way.
Game console to play games, not Doom 2 version 86. And they're every commercial, by the way.
But it's all the, yeah, it's the broiest junk.
It's so Bro douche. Oh my, it's you took the words out of my
Nickelback
mouth.
The Nickelback of video games.
That is so dead on. I was in the store. I was in a GameStop the day the new the Gears of War reissue came out.
Yeah.
I was buying Skylanders like a pedophile for our trip to Thailand. That's how we trade in little boys behind.
That's like something I know that there's like a lot of older people that do that, and it's all like hush.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
You got any Skylanders, man?
Stealth elf for a little tug-tug.
Yeah.
But I was in that GameStop 20 minutes. I swear to God, I'm not going to exaggerate the number for good radio or whatever. Two different big, fat, tall, bro white guys came in. Hey, you got my reserved copy of Gears of War?
Yeah.
It's nothing but games for fat dudes to play like fit dudes and make believe. And then the commercials are nothing but classic rock, or like the new Assassin's Creed is playing some weird like dubstep remix of London Calling, because I'm sure like Joe Strummer,
that is right up the alley of everybody.
I love that a band that would have like rolled in their effing grave thinking about their songs,
thinking about dubstep
getting used for anything commercial, and then like all of them die, and now their families are just like, hey, Pop, you sucked as a dad. Guess what we're doing to you now that you're dead? Give us that moolah.
I don't even understand how that happens, too, because people had, like, a chokehold on the birthday song.
I'm sorry. We're going to rock out. I'm watching.
Oh, please.
We're right now watching a man get his throat slit, and now we're looking at a sniper scope scene. And this is all set to AC/DC. And that makes it cool, and I'm pumped, and I want to buy the song. I'm sorry, I want to buy the game. And there's also, like I said, you have the pop covers by a hard rock act. So let's do a little Disturb, Land of Confusion. Now, if you can't picture Destiny 5 being sold with this in the background.
Oh, why not? This has to go through the roof.
How pumped are
you? The bonus pack comes with a backwards hat.
It's just so douchey. I hate it. It's just, the game is worth nothing in a week. Everyone plays it to death.
Yeah.
What is the thrill of the first-person shooter? It's so goddamn boring. And again, I'm like in mostly
tune in
to
next
platforms.
Month for our next edition.
You look at platformers and every stage is like a theme. And there's like a beauty to the wallpaper. And the whole stage has a look. And
absolutely.
I'm not running around the tunnels of a big spaceship for the 500th time.
And there's like, I don't know if it is now, but like there's been like a big wave in like indie games. I think that was like a couple years ago. It was really making big waves. And I think that Mario still holds true to that. They still have this kind of indie element where they, like you were saying, they make each world just specific and unique to that environment. It's not the same shoot 'em up, do you know, beat this dude up.
I mean,
play a crappy rap song in the
Sorry,
I'm just getting worked up.
No, it stinks. I mean, and then you have to go and play other people live. I'm playing video games to get away from everyone else. And instead I have to play some 12-year-old who's gonna drop the N bomb.
Oh, absolutely.
And both varieties of F bomb on me ad nauseum. I'm not even the N bomb. Well, my friends call me an olive N-bomb because I'm Mediterranean, but yeah, I get that one a lot. It's funny. You can call me that, too.
No.
But my point is, man, where's the fun in that?
It drains quickly.
If you really get, like, look at it in the apps.
You
if
can
you're
have fun
really
with that
getting
for about a
off
week.
On, like, yeah, just, like, hunting people down and killing. It just, I had my phase where I was into those games. And then I went back to the good stuff.
Yeah, there's just nothing unique about what they do.
I'm like
a man
that cheated on a great wife. And then she took me back. And now I'm, you know, I'm in Peach's arms again.
Yeah.
And I'll never stray.
There you go.
She's got some bomb-ass kitty.
Oh, fantastic.
Actually, Rosalina is the hottest video game character out there. Just putting that out there.
I was
going
to bring...
Not that I have smacked the batch to Rosalina at all. But, no, man.
You're not one of those?
No, no, I've never gotten
into Joe was telling me, won't do the cartoons.
I'm sorry. Even the good stuff with the tentacles.
Even the good stuff with the tentacles.
The great stuff with
the really
tentacles.
Do it, the blue girl.
I don't even swing that. No, it's just, and there's music, there's so much crap music Mm-hmm. Just in every commercial. Like, do you remember 10 years ago when it was like weird?
We talked about that.
You are 30.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
Memories the first to go.
Actually, no. It was before that.
I'm just 10 years ago when Apple first like started including pop music in its commercials for the iPod.
Mm-hmm.
That was a revelation.
Fantastic commercial.
That was a real trip. Like, it was something special. It wasn't some guy that made up a jingle to sell you, you know, on a trip to Wendy's, which, by the way, I just want to say.
I love Wendy's. Can we go afterwards?
First of all, Wendy's is the best fast food there is.
Yes.
Second of all.
That's why we're best friends.
My childhood Wendy's, a car plowed into it.
No.
Yeah, like straight up.
That's terrible.
I think they took over a greenhouse or something because there was this weird, like, half glass component to my local Wendy's in Chantilly.
I've seen that.
And a car, I guess, veered right into it and tore half of it out. And
that is a sad day.
I like that the news asked the guys what sandwich they were eating as they got struck by the car. They were both doing Baconators.
Why would you do anything else?
I don't like the pig.
That's true. Yeah.
The complete aside, I know that was horrible radio. I heard that while I was driving. If you want to know.
Sponsored by Wendy's.
What a piece of scum I am. I was driving from a job to let someone else who called in. They're like, I'm locked out of my house in much more broken English. And I was heading to them. And then I heard on good old WTOP, our news station, that this occurred. And let's just say that they waited an extra 10 minutes while I took a certain detour past a certain accident scene.
Yeah.
So I could lay my eyes
I'd
on
I've been
it.
Like, no, I'm taking the rest of the day off.
Yeah, pretty much,
I need
yeah.
to sit here and think about this.
I want to get a pair of binoculars. I want to get some loose shorts in case I get really turned on by this. And I'm going to sit and watch a goddamn car buried in my childhood happy place. It was a trip to see, man. But
it's funny.
10 years later, you can't see a commercial without some stupid upstart band getting their dumb song in it.
Sell.
What do we want to sell to this?
I have no idea. What is this?
I want to sell Sunny D to this song. Does Sunny D exist still?
I think so. I think kids still skateboard to it.
Why aren't you still grooving to this?
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
No, because I can't.
This is horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm turning it off, not just because I'm like afraid they're going to drop an F-bomb somewhere. I'm just not going to know about
that
it.
That sounds like one that would.
It's right? My... Yeah, yeah, suddenly it's just hardcore. F this, end this. I single out those dumb bro games for bad gamage.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word. But they're not the only people that are just relying hard on music to sell crap anymore. Now every item is sold with a bad like pop song.
Yeah.
I don't understand
advertising anymore.
I miss the days
it's really
of jingles.
Tough.
That's all I'm saying. Give me a dumb jingle.
I'd love to be a jingle man. I'd do great.
Could you be a jingler? That's the technical term.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. I could jingle all day.
You're so stupid. You're so stupid.
I could jingle.
At least you had your looks.
I know. When I lose those, I'll jingle all the way.
All right. Well, we have a couple things to wrap up with.
Mm-hmm.
A Japanese Star Wars trailer came out that spoils apparently the whole movie.
You spoiled it for me. I haven't seen it. Thank you.
This is one of my perverse things. There's a couple things in life that I get off on that are truly weird, mm-hmm. not just the trips to Thailand and getting tugged off for a Skylander. I love, love, love telling my mom that a celeb that she liked died.
I've heard this before.
There's nothing
this
better
is like
to
a
me.
This is like a segment of yours.
I want if I get to tell her before she knows that Frankie Valli has died.
Why? What's in it for you, John?
I won't be able
Did
to
Did you
stand
always want
to
be like a news anchor?
No, I like being the Grim Reaper to my mom. There's just nothing funnier to me than like the people that she is. I'll tell her any celeb. Like if Tom Cruise pulls a Princess Diana later tonight,
mm-hmm.
I'll take partial credit. Like it's not a good one, but if I get to tell her and she's like, "What? No, worth something to me."
Yeah.
But when it's like
Tom Cruise crashed a spaceship,
a pop star that she liked. Uh-huh. Or like an actor she liked. Oh, there's nothing better. Nothing better. Is Debbie Reynolds still alive? If Debbie Reynolds dies.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
I don't want to look it up because I don't want to help you, John.
That's going to be a good day.
Don't help us, guys.
Tweet.
No.
IMDb Debbie Reynolds now. I think she's still kicking.
We're not pulling it up.
I think I still got a couple treats left. A couple pieces of chocolate left in the box.
It's a few things sweeter.
Nothing. There's
that chocolate.
There's playing Grim Reaper. And then there's doing the roundabout spoiling things for my friends, but not spoiling it. Let me elaborate on that.
Please do.
So when the second Star Wars trailer came out, I'm within 3 minutes, and these people should be put, by the way, on the JFK case because they would get to the bottom of it like that. But there were tweets immediately that you could see Chewbacca's corpse in the background.
What?
In a scene. See, I get to do it again to him. In a scene.
No, yeah, because I stopped
Han,
you earlier.
Where Han.
This
and,
is in the one right now.
Carrie Fisher
about.
Are crying. Apparently, you can see Chewie's corpse.
Why would they? Why would anybody let that happen?
And he dies in a couple of the comics, apparently. So he might die in the movie.
I don't know.
So,
people
were tweeting this in 2 seconds. They were like circling. There's a picture of Chewie's bandolier circled, and then in the scene where you see Han going, I don't know. That's how Han Solo cries. It's really ugly. And they circled a bandolier in the background, and apparently that was supposed to show that Chewie's corpse is just off in the background, and Han's crying in the foreground.
I want nothing to do with that.
So in the new Japanese trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. Look at these. Is that the rhyme?
Sure.
And then you
yeah.
And then you pull out
and
your
you
boobs.
And you flash your titties.
And you get the T-shirt. You
flash your titties.
And titties. Horrible word.
Oh, titties.
Horrible word. You said that like Wilford Brimley says diabetes. Titties.
That's how I like them.
Go back to your titties. T-I-T-T-U-S. Titties. Sounds like the name of a Roman emperor,
when
Titus.
When they're tucked into socks.
Titus Andronicus. So, there's a new Japanese trailer out, and apparently someone has inferred, and again, I don't know.
Someone's a terrible person.
Yeah, it's the same guy that did the red circling and ruined that Chewie's dead.
I don't really know if he's dead.
Like, they circled two blurs.
He's dead. Chewie's dead, guys.
They might as well have circled, like, a blurry picture of a paramecium, and then a blurry picture of the Loch Ness Monster and been like, see the same thing. That makes it real.
That's it.
It was a horrible tweet. But I was still amazed that anyone made that connection.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, why is this nerd crap on during Monday Night Football? I want to butch it up.
A lot of people thought that.
It was a weird mix, man. Especially Mike Tirico.
It's a strange outlet.
Mike Tirico is a sexual deviant. And he's introducing this supposedly innocent crap. I'm not even joking about that. Look up all the sex, like, weird sex lawsuits against Mike Tirico.
I will look that up.
He's one of those guys that, like, if the new intern is there, he would probably, like, do an entire segment with his jacket on and then stand up and his genitalia is just out over the desk. And he's like, what? See anything you like? He was a creep. He is an effing creep.
Weird. Yeah.
But supposedly in this new Japanese trailer, and you shut this off if you don't want to hear what could or could not be spoiled.
Spoiler alert. Maybe.
It is made clear that the broad, or not made so clear, I don't know. I didn't watch it. I don't want these things spoiled for me. I just want to read about the broad.
The titular broad.
Yeah, exactly. the titus broad.
Titus.
The broad that you see, the young broad,
mm-hmm.
who's with the black stormtrooper.
Okay.
That's how I would title it. Like Milo and Otis, I'd be the broad and the black stormtrooper. Star Wars Part 7.
Kylo and Otis.
The chick is apparently Han's kid. Han and Carrie Fisher. I can't think of her. Leia.
Oh.
Han and Leia's daughter. And supposedly you can infer, turn it off if you don't want to hear this, people. You can infer that Han lays down his life for her to keep
her. It's not true.
This is in a Japanese trailer.
That's not true.
You know the Japanese can't lie.
No. He signed on for several movies.
That was all a ruse. Don't be a.
I actually don't know that I made don't that up. Be a, I want it to happen.
Don't be a boob. Don't be a titus. It's all a ruse.
You're acting like a real titus now.
You are a stupid titus, and you can't afford to be a stupid titus because you're over 30.
Yeah.
And your looks are
fading.
Be
fader. A boob.
And if that weren't the only bad news for Star Wars fans, Han's dead, Chewie's dead.
Could there be any more?
It's pretty much a Millennium Falcon Holocaust over there. AMC theaters say guests can't wear masks. Bring replica blasters. You can pack a little sword, a lightsaber, but that's about it. And you have to turn off the light during the movie. But no masks, because they don't want people dressing as stormtroopers and bringing real rifles in and killing people.
Yeah.
What buzzkills.
That is, though. It sucks. Thanks for ruining it, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
That's terrible.
Thanks, Aurora
Shooter.
You know,
I heard a terrible, terrible rumor.
I thought you were going to say terrible podcast and then point to me. So thank you.
Yeah. Never mind.
What's the terrible
rumor? It's the
football
rumor? Anyways, I heard a rumor that Luke, this was just clickbait. That they were like, I didn't click on it because I don't care to know the details, but they were like, could Luke Skywalker be Kylo Ren? Who's the new bad guy?
Kylo Ren?
He's basically like,
is he the one with the red sword with all the points?
Sure.
This is how much I care
about
Star Wars.
Thing. I
give
most of my
call
spoilers
them lightsabers.
For...
They're swords. They're light swords.
I get most of my spoilers from the internet because here's my thing that's kind of weird about me is I don't really watch the trailers even.
I like how you said you get most of your spoilers from the internet as opposed to anyone under 50. Like, what are you getting
from the internet?
Are you getting it from In Style magazine?
I get it from the news.
Are you watching Entertainment Tonight?
The Daily Spoiler.
Is Mary Hart spoiling Star Wars for you?
No, what I'm saying is I don't really watch the trailers. Like, if it's something I know I'm going to see anyways, I don't watch the trailer.
I
now,
can't blame
I've caught
you.
Some of the trailers.
Have you really sat down and ever thought about all the cool stuff that trailers have given away?
Too much.
Do you realize?
Superhero movies, I won't do them now.
Terminator to me is the classic example.
You
if
guys
you
should
didn't
all
watch
try this.
A Terminator 1 trailer, you wouldn't have known that Arnold was a cyborg until he took some slugs in the chest and then got back
and
up.
And it would have been so awesome.
It would have blown your mind out of your ass.
I think everybody should try this.
I wish I could.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is you can't really avoid it.
No,
like on the internet,
just,
somebody's like, autoplay GIF. Here you go.
And that's it.
Yep.
And autoplay GIF, and you see Chewie and Han getting their heads chopped off by
Chewie
Luke.
And Han porn. Chewie and Han porn. I mean, that's my Twitter feed.
Exactly. You see a GIF of a penis going into a butt and bam, gay. Just like that.
And then
that.
Bam, Star Wars.
Star Wars is spoiled, and you got to like totally revamp your lifestyle.
Star
just
Wars.
Overhaul it. Tell your wife it's over. And that's the internet for you. Stay off it. Anything else?
Except
we
to
wanna...
find the show.
I wouldn't know. Why would they do that?
Why would you go on the internet to find the show?
Exactly. We'll send you little USB sticks by
we'll
carrier
pigeon. We'll send you
pigeon. Trailers. So is there anything else we got to discuss?
No.
Big Pedro?
If anybody still wants to wish me a happy birthday, go
can
ahead.
Can people tweet you
use...
a happy birthday? It's
yeah,
at Pete Maybe. I'm digging in my ear. I'm going to go so far in I lose
it's
my sense
Pete
of balance.
Maybe. I'm going to start writing again.
Hold
on.
This is like an actual hardcore outro. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. There we go. Okay. So we're going to wish this lad a happy birthday. Please make it worth his while. Cat, don't send anything too racy. We don't want Captain Spaulding to behead my boy. It's
right?
It's not a young pretty head anymore, but I still don't want it chopped off. You old sagging titus
like
dirtbag.
Jason's mom.
Yeah.
We're going to beat it tonight. I promise.
All right. So at Pete Maybe.
At Pete Maybe.
Tweet him some birthday wishes. So
yeah, that'd be nice.
Birthday wishes, birthday titus.
Birthday titus would be great. Also, I'm going to be writing a lot more on maybe, maybe, maybe not on Tumblr.
Here's
and
what you should write. A shorter URL so people can't...
I might come up with another one.
Come on. So people can actually find you.
It's true. You're not...
What
you're
is
not,
your URL? Maybe,
it's too
baby?
Long. Maybe, maybe, maybe not.
Why?
Baby. Well, I don't know. Why not?
Here, your,
no,
your
no, I mean,
URL...
That's the name, and people
is the
like
answer
it.
To the question, will you remember Pete's Tumblr URL? And it's maybe, maybe not, maybe baby...
Maybe I won't.
Yeah. No one... I'm papasbasement.tumblr. Real
what
simple.
Up? Yeah.
At papasbasement on Twitter. Facebook.com/papasbasement. Are you noticing a theme here, Pete?
Mm-hmm.
There aren't all these weird...
I'll get it together soon.
Thank you.
All right.
You're not going to get any Tumblr
and also,
titus.
Guys, and look for the YouTube channel soon, because we're going to be putting out some content there.
No, we've had a YouTube channel for years, dude.
Shush. I'm producing this joint.
Oh, really? We're going to go back to my place
yeah.
and drink and play Friday the 13th. That's all you've been looking for. This is your belated birthday gift. You want to play a horrible Nintendo game Like the one of three Nintendo games.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
That even as a kid, I realized was a piece of hairy crap.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
And you're just going to make us play it over and over.
Don't. Yeah. You got me the gift, so.
We're going to hunt Jason like Ahab hunted Moby. All right. In PapasBasement.com, show's website. Go there. Every episode we've ever done. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. Upwards of six of you have already done that. So trending,
yes. Find
trending
us everywhere.
Through the roof, kids. All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.